Blue State Blues, LA's Soros-funded DA should be a warning to all Georgia voters. By Joel B. Polak on December 18, 2020. Newly installed Los Angeles County District Attorney George Gascon is doing everything he said he would do while campaigning. And now we Angelenos are scratching our heads, thinking, what have we done? Gascon has already begun to end cash bail, meaning most people arrested for crimes will simply be released back onto the streets. He is preventing county prosecutors from seeking the death penalty. This should come as a surprise to nobody who voted for him. Gascon is doing exactly what he said he would do. When George Soros funded him and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, endorsed him. This week, local reporter Bill Milligan of Fox affiliate KTTV 11 reported that DA Gascon will ask for a lighter sentence for a Utah man accused of committing two murders in cold blood last year. One of his alleged victims was Los Angeles Sheriff's Deputy Joseph Solano, who was waiting in line at a local Jack in the Box when the suspect shot him in the back of the head. In the campaign, Gascon promised to do for LA what he did for San Francisco, where he made the city famous for petty crime, drug abuse, and human excrement on the sidewalk. And he's doing it. What does a radical, Soros-funded, Sanders-backed Los Angeles district attorney have to do with Georgia? Everything. Because the voters in Georgia are being told something very straightforward, very direct, and very dangerous to America. Last month, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer declared, "Now we take Georgia, and then we change America." It's no secret what he means. If they win both Senate seats in the upcoming Georgia runoffs, Democrats will take effective control of the entire Senate, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris casting a tie-breaking vote. They will confirm all of Joe Biden's worst nominees for the cabinet. They will push through all of the liberal judges on his mystery list. Worse, Democrats have made it clear that they will end the filibuster for ordinary legislation. They will pass H.R. 1, Nancy Pelosi's bill to allow Democrats to steal elections nationwide, legally. They will also pass a House bill to make Washington, D.C., a state, perhaps adding Puerto Rico as well. That will add 4 new Democratic senators, a near-permanent majority. They will pass amnesty for over 11 million illegal aliens, pack the Supreme Court, raise taxes, and that's just the beginning. Don't take my word for it. They're telling you this. And all their plans hinge on the election of John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, who have told you who they are in the past. Ossoff, who is running against Senator David Perdue, RGA, styled himself as a centrist when he ran for a congressional seat in the Atlanta suburbs in 2017. But in 2020, he has welcomed Sanders's support. Ossoff on at Bernie Sanders, "I welcome his support. His advocacy for ensuring that healthcare is a human right in this country, for putting the interests of working families over corporate interests is welcome, is necessary, is appreciated. And so is his support." Hashtag gay pile hashtag gasandpick.twitter.com/gvaas4vx. Greg Bluestein, at Bluestein, November 29, 2020. Earlier this year, he vowed to humiliate Trump supporters so that they could never again participate in public life. Moreover, Ossoff's deputy political director recently revealed that Democrats plan to add 3 seats to the Supreme Court and stuff them with liberal justices. Warnock, running against Senator Kelly Loeffler, RGA, is a career radical who defended Jeremiah Wright and says he wants to dismantle the value system of America. From the archives. "We celebrate Reverend Wright. He is a preacher and a prophet." Warnock appeared on Greta Van Susteren's show in 2008 to praise anti-American and anti-Semitic Reverend Jeremiah Wright, even as Obama condemned the preacher's offensive remarks. Hashtag gas and hashtag gaypilepick.twitter.com/mkaniki. Nathan Brand, at Nathan Branwa, November 12, 2020. Georgia Senate candidate Raphael Warnock said in 2017, "I came to dismantle the value system of the American empire." Pick.twitter.com OU8Mertzko10. The Doctor, at Slinkiscouse, December 17, 2020. Warnock has even said that America must repent for its worship of whiteness. The lesson that Los Angeles voters have for Georgia voters is simple. Listen to the progressives when they tell you what they want to do. Listen to what they are saying. They are not hiding anything. They want to change America. All of them, Schumer, Ossoff, Warnock, and Gaskin. They're selling their change based on the false premise that America is inherently bad. And once you buy that change, there are no refunds. If you don't believe me, wait a few months and then take a long, hard look at Los Angeles, because the city of angels will be forever changed. If voters in Georgia buy that kind of change for America, it's hard even to imagine the magnitude of that potential remorse. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest e-book is Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.